Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Trebi, Red Film Radio from the 75th Venice Film Festival. On the market side of it, I'm here with Paolo Manera, director of the Film Commission Torino Piemonte, one of the first the oldest film commission in Italy, actually. And we're here to talk with you. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation, of course.
We're here to talk to you about the activities of the Film Commission, the programs and everything, just to create a presentation of the Torino Film Commission for the non-Italian world.
Okay.
So, Paolo, the main activity of Film Commission is, as any film commission in the world, to attract production on the territory and to help them through the shooting process. But Film Commission Torino Piemonte has also different programs of funding and of development, which I'm really interested to hear about.
Okay, we were the first film commission in Italy. We starting to develop the idea of a film commission with some services and some financial support, and also then several projects that can help the development on the film industry in our region, that is the northwest part. Then at the beginning of the film commission, the first main was to make the marketing and promotion to let people know about our region. Then after 2006 Winter Olympic Games, now Torino and Piemonte region is more well known to all people, not only cinema professionals but also tourists from whatever in the world. And so Film Commission is always working all the year, supporting more than 120 production, giving supports, hospitality in our offices. We have a building. We were the first film commission in Italy to have a building that can guest not only our offices but also castings and rental places for production offices during the shooting time and the pre-production time. So give support to feature film, TV series, and then we started with the development program for the regional production, the independent production that are living full-time in our region. We started with a documentary film fund that is still now is 12 years working. Documentary about our region, but also we support the independent film production based in Piemonte. Are supported for documentary about wherever in the world, and then we have a short film fund. We have now this year also a digital video contest for VR web series and whatever in the digital new area. Finally, we have a big film fund that's called Piemonte Film TV Fund. That is running this year and the next two for the moment, but we want to improve and get bigger. And it's 4.5 million euros to support the production of long feature film and series in our region, at minimum of 10 days of shooting in our region. And this is what about the funding schemes.
How did you work for selecting the projects? Because I believe that not every single project applying to a fund can be funded.
It's very simple. The logistic support is given to every production that decides to shoot in our region. The funding scheme have a selection process through a commission with member, with expert, film expert, not only inside our staff, but also chosen from the best professional, not only regional base, to have a wider perspective of what are the more relevant and strategic projects. Relevant on quality, relevant in the involvement of professionals, because one of the things that one of specialities of Piemonte is the high number of professionals, not only in the more in all the level of the crews, also the artistic roles now can be found in our region, and this is a result of the long process of 18 years of a film commission running.
And of a tradition of TV production before film commission. So there is like...
There's also, we have the one of the biggest production center of the RAI National Channel is based in Torino. We cooperate with for some TV series with them. Then we have in Torino the animation department of the National School. Yeah. So animation is... I was going on.
I interrupted you, sorry.
On top of this, more than this, we are also developing support for the animation sector. Also in this case, like in documentary, there's a long tradition in our region of animators, the team, factories, and also festivals and professionals that are developing these projects. So we are guesting two times the Cartoons on the Bay Festival, that is the festival managed by RAI TV. That is an international meeting for animation and TV for kids and teens. And with hundreds and hundreds of professionals from all over the world that can mix with our Piemonte-based producer. Then we have in our building also the school. Now we have screenings. We have a screening room in our building in which we are not only doing the private screening, test screening, but also we are using this as a tool for the sound production design. And now we are having a little cine club that every week go back to some film that we supported, and we discuss with professionals and normal audience, students, whatever.
Listen, Paul, in your...
But it's not finished.
Interrupting you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, great. We have also some projects like the Contest of Savoia you talked about before. Yeah. We have our series Lab Italia that is made in partnership with the Torino Film Lab. Yeah. We have some partnership with also with the Torino Short Film Market and Torino Film Festival. And this year will be more defined our industry presence during the festival days, and then all this is combined with a lot of meetings we do during the year. We call these production days, that we created this moment of panel and meeting one to one, very business oriented, to let people. Meeting buyers, commissioning editors, and that's it.
I want to ask you, in your experience in this past years of developing all this different kind of projects and of programs, what do you think is the exact feeling of the movie industry in Italy so far for you? I mean, all these programs are going to help, are going to create collaboration between other your a other film commission or between different production companies on a same project, or having too much offer can be too much in terms of health, because you know
that's a good question. when can be too much? Well, of course, one of the problems in Italy is the risk of fragmentation.
Exactly.
In a lot of events, a lot of worship, a lot of points spent, blah, blah, blah. Because, we are a quite brand new nation. It's only one century and something. And so before there was different regional experience. And still now, Italy, this is the greatness of Italy is the multi cultural, multi, you know, gastronomic, multi whatever offer that. So you have different tradition and different aspects. So I think it's correct that everybody of us region, we maintain a sort of identity, mm-hmm. no? Some yeah. peculiarity. But it's very important to work together and create some common patterns. This is what we are trying to do with the Italian Film Commission network, with the association that put together 17 different film commission that are different in history, heritage,
structure too.
Structure. Our offices, they are dealing with the different political atmosphere and tradition and different logistic aspects also.
Of course. Yeah.
So we are trying in the last year, we made a lot of step to create common patterns, common languages, to help the Italian producer and the foreign producer to can relate better with us. Because now is several times you are shooting in 2-3 different regions. Yeah, or you are combining financial support from
two different fronts. Yeah,
yeah. So it becomes more and more useful to have common language, common partners, common asking, common application forms.
Yeah. A common way to present yourself to everybody at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And a common way to present ourselves in appointment during festivals. Like Berlin, and Cannes, Venice, etc. So we are trying to get better, and this year is a moment of a change, very strong, because with the new Italian law that finally is working, and the Field Commission and region are inside the law, and just 1 month ago there was starting of the table of the coordination between Field Commission and the minister.
Which finally happened.
So I think I'm very that seriously, it's a change in time for the better.
Okay, so next time in Venice we will talk. We will talk about this next year. Okay,
we will try to have less projects, one only big project, so it will be easier to
talk about. Okay, thank you very much to Paolo Manera, director of the Torino of the Film Commission Torino Piemonte. I am Angelo Acerbi from the Venice Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.